Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 4th Annual Business Superstar Awards Breakfast to be held this year on October 4th at the historic Georgian Terrace Hotel in downtown Atlanta. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with a dynamic young lady who is a foster care alum. She will be sharing her treasured jewels for success. My guest today is a native of New York City and a former foster child turned author. Her books include From Foster Care to Fabulous, An Imperative Movement, and she co-authored Ripping Gripping Fear Out of Your Story. Now a retired military veteran, her goal is to teach foster children the power of their mindset in order to transform lives. We're honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network, Miss Capri Cruz. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Good morning, Sparkplug. Thank you so much.
How are you today?
I'm fabulous. Thank you.
Are you ready to talk about your jewels for success?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Okay.
Well, Capri, you call the lessons you've learned on your foster care journey jewels for success. Why do you call them jewels?
Well, first of all, jewels of success sounds more interesting than lessons learned or, you know, hard knock life and things of that sort. So I'm a bling bling kind of girl. So I just picked up, I said, you know, jewels by definition is something unique. It's like a treasure that you have that has really great value to it. And so my lessons learned, a.k.a. my jewels of success, are shortcuts. And because they're shortcuts that I'm trying to give people in life to get from where I used to be to where I am now, that's all I can offer is my experience, it's very valuable. This information, you know, when we listen to wise people who've been there and done that, we are really receiving their jewels that have cost them blood, sweat, and tears sometimes. You know what I mean? So jewels make you stand out. These shortcuts, they make you stand out from the crowd, and they allow you to shine because you're headed towards success. And so my jewels do the same thing for people. And trust me, you know, people need shortcuts in life. We don't have time to learn everything in life on our own.
Beautiful. Well, I'm curious, what was the most important jewel for you to succeed and why?
Well, you know, that's a really tough question because there are so many jewels, so many shortcuts in life, so many lessons learned that work in conjunction with each other. There's no one real answer sometimes. But for me and my journey, the most important jewel I have to say is when I learned that I'm a child of God. I didn't know that for most of my life. But when I learned that I was a child of God and I learned how to proclaim that, see, knowing something and proclaiming something for your life, speaking it, is totally different. There's power in proclaiming it. And when I learned to proclaim that I was a child of God and that all things were possible, and I learned to develop my personal relationship with Jesus, that instantly started creating self-confidence in me. And eventually it created a rock-solid belief in myself because I learned to define myself by the word of God and not the word of the world or the word of my family or even the word of myself, because none of that was sufficient. I was lost, and I was struggling, and I was blind when I listened to that word. But when I proclaimed my power through God, my whole world changed. It was phenomenal. So I definitely have to say that was the most important jewel for me.
Well, Capri, What jewel helped you identify your passion?
My passion. I like that question because passion is so important. And the jewel that helped me figure out my passion was my own personal intuition through my self-discovery work. See, for a long time, coming out of foster care, many, many decades actually, I didn't know who I was. And you don't have to come out of foster care to be lost in this world. I'm sure you know that, right, Spark Plug?
Of course.
There's people in this world, so many people in this world, we just look on the media. People are lost. They don't, you know, doing all kinds of craziness. They don't have a mission in life. They don't, you know, every business has a mission statement. Anybody that's successful has a mission statement. They have a purpose, a passion in life. And when you know that passion, you know it not because you think you know it. You know your passion because it speaks to you from the inside out. It's something in your spirit. And so when I learned to really meditate, for a long time, I thought prayer and meditation were like the same thing. And then someone told me something, and I had to think about it. They said, you know, prayer or meditation really is just when you sit and you learn to stop thinking. You learn to control your thoughts so that God can speak through you. And see, prayer, we oftentimes, or I'll say myself, I'll speak for myself, prayer, I often would talk to God. God, and really not talk, I'd rant. God, why? You know, blah, 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 my life, can you do this? I need this. Why are you doing this to me? That kind of thing. I would pray for a change. But when I learned to meditate, and really when they told me prayer is also listening to God, not just talking to him, I learned to really hone in on my intuition. And so that's how I figured out what I needed to become successful at, because it was already inside of me. I just had to figure out what I was innately good at, what was calling me. And there's something that calls everyone. Everyone has a calling in life. I believe, I mean, I don't have any proof of that, but that's what I believe. I haven't met a person in this world yet, and I've been in the military, so I've met a gazillion people over 20 years, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't met one that I've talked to that really didn't have something special about them. And that's what usually people's calling is, whatever your natural talent is.
Well, once you identify your passion, what jewel will help you move forward towards success?
Well, there were a lot of things that helped me move forward. I think, though, the main thing that helped me move forward was, it was a compilation of things. One is I really began to read a lot of books, and so I was learning other people's jewels, some of their shortcuts in life, specifically Napoleon Hill. So I knew what my passion was, and I knew that Napoleon Hill wrote about, you know, what to do when you have your passion. So I would read Think and Grow Rich by him. And he talked about defining, having a definitive understanding of what your passion is and then what to do with it through visualization. And I was studying a lot of personal growth coaches over, I would say, between my 30s and my 40s. It's what really when I started digging deep into really wanting to become successful. So when you want to become successful, you must know without a doubt what success means to you. For me, I'll say for me, I needed to know without a doubt. And I learned that through Napoleon Hill telling me that. It's not something that I knew automatically because, like I said, I didn't know what I was doing. So I was learning. But when I learned to define my passion and what it was, I say my God's calling on my life. So I had to define, first of all, what exactly was my passion? And second of all, what does success mean to me? I had to know what it looked like because how are you going to get something if you don't really know what it is, right? And so I think for everyone, success is defined differently. So you really need to know what your personal definition is and not what other people think. And then I had to get laser focused on my plan.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, what jewel do you attribute to your ability to intellectually advance towards success?
Definitely, you know, Jim Rohn is another one of my mentors. Rest in peace. He passed away a couple years ago. But Jim Rohn taught me that a formal education will make you a living, but a self-education will make you a fortune. And Sparkplug, can I tell you that's deep? Okay, that is really deep when people think about it because we need to teach our children that. And had someone taught me that early on, maybe I wouldn't have taken so long. So I'm working on my PhD in mental health counseling. So I got the formal education, and it hasn't made me successful. Okay, it's just made me formally educated. But my self-education, I have a library in my home with over 400 books. I love books. Every time I go to the books, I'll go to the bookstore, have a cup of tea, and just go through a book. I'll go through the table of contents and whatever attracts my attention at that moment because every day we're all going through something different. So whatever it is I need to know, whether it's marketing or I don't know, you know, whatever, I'm looking for that in a book that particular day. So I just had to retrain my brain. You know, intellectually, I needed to become someone different. I needed to become smarter, and I needed to take personal responsibility for that. And I did that also through, you know, YouTube. YouTube is a phenomenal tool. I watch all types of interviews from Ted Turner to Oprah Winfrey. I want to know what they know. I want to know their jewels. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what jewels helped you when you felt like giving up?
Oh, boy. You know, you got to have hope. First of all, humanity 101 is when you're close to giving up, you have to dig deep. And see, this is where me knowing I'm a child of God came into play because I gave up. Before I knew I was a child of God, I had given up. I was into substance abuse and doing nothing with my life. I was just existing. So when I learned I was a child of God, I had a whole different mindset. My power didn't come from that. My hope didn't come from those tactics anymore. And I learned to really create a successful mindset. And that's what my message really boils down to for foster children. It's their mindset. See, we can't control these external things in life sometimes, even in business. Sometimes you can't control the timing or the marketing strategy or your business connections. Sometimes you don't have control. But if you have a control over your mindset, that's all you need.
And
you don't need
Capri,
to control the outside.
And Capri, we're about to run out of time. So finally, how can people purchase your books and connect with you?
Well, I am all over the place. My books are on Amazon.com, my books From Foster Care to Fabulous and Imperative Movement, and Ripping Fear Out of Your Story. I'm on Facebook. I have a website from fostercaretofabulous.com. I really hope people go in there and learn about who I am and what I offer as a life coach and as an author because my goal is to help folks.
All right. Well, Ms. Capri Cruz, author of From Foster Care to Fabulous, an Imperative Movement. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another phenomenal job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company in the world. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.